Bartram has to put it up with the buzzer. Banks it in!
The world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
Welcome back to the Kentucky Resilience Lab. I'm Natalie.
And I'm Olivia. 2020 has been a stressful and exhausting year for all of us. We wanted to give you some breathing exercises to help you renew your energy as we begin 2021.
What do you think of when you hear the word energy?
There's actually other definitions of energy that you might not have thought of before. According to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, there are actually numerous definitions for energy. The first one is just a dynamic quality. So when we think of the word dynamic, according to Google, dynamic means constant change, activity, or progress, right? And that's what we all want in life. We want to feel like we're constantly progressing, that we're constantly engaging in new activities and creating change for ourselves that is beneficial. And so Merriam-Webster refers to this type of energy as narrative energy. I like to think of it as like the story of my life, right? What is my narrative like? Am I constantly progressing and seeing change in activity? If so, that probably means that I have energy. The second definition is the capacity of acting or being active. This one probably seems a little bit more straightforward. If we're able to be active, we possess energy. And so this is kind of more of like an intellectual energy, meaning does our mind has to be energized too. So do we have that capability of being active and ready to go? And the third definition is a usually positive spiritual force. According to Merriam-Webster, this is the energy flowing through all people. So whether you're religious or not, this is that type of energy you just feel within you. It's almost as if you're kind of connected to everyone around you, and you just feel these kind of like positive vibes around in your environment. Again, you still feel ready and active and ready to go, but it's a little bit more kind of internal. It almost feels as if it's this spiritual force.
Yeah, Natalie, those are really great definitions and really bring to light all different types of energy that we can possess.
So we are going to engage in an activity that will combine all these definitions of energy, and we hope this gives you a sense of energy renewal as you reflect on the dynamics of your life and capacity to be active each day. We also hope it may spark a positive spiritual force within you in a way that resonates with you and inspires you. Before we begin, I was going to give a little background information from the Harvard Medical School, and they kind of describe what belly breathing is. So your diaphragm is a muscle at the base of your lungs, and it connects your lungs to your stomach, and this is vital for breathing. As you inhale, your diaphragm tightens and moves downward. Doing so, it creates more space in your chest, which allows you to get a full breath. And as you exhale, the opposite occurs. When we were born, we naturally engage the diaphragm to take a deep, rejuvenating breath. Belly breathing helps to create this full oxygen exchange throughout your entire body, and it helps us slow down our heart rate and can even lower our blood pressure. So this is especially important during stressful moments throughout your day.
Thank you so much for that description, Olivia. Hopefully, if you all weren't familiar with this type of breathing before, hopefully now you feel a little bit more informed on the benefits of diaphragmatic or belly breathing, and gives you a little bit of a background on what this exercise is going to be all about. And Olivia is going to participate in it. So you may or may not hear her breathing as you do it along with her. So we now invite you to sit or lie down in a comfortable position. You may softly close your eyes if you want to. Begin by taking a large, deep breath in. Inhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Hold your breath for one, two, and exhale for one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And if it seems like a long time for you, that's okay. If you can't make it the full 6 seconds of inhaling or the full 8 seconds of exhaling, do not worry. On your next breath, we invite you to notice the changes in your stomach as you do so. You may even place your hand on your belly if that helps. Now, inhale for one, two, three, four, five, six. Hold the breath for one, two, and exhale for one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. On this final breath, we invite you to inhale all the good that has occurred today and exhale any worries and anxieties that you may have. Now, inhale for one, two, three, four, five, six. Hold for one, two, and exhale for one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. We now invite you to reopen your eyes if you close them and return to your original position. During this episode, we did a set of three deep breaths. When engaging in the breathing exercise on your own, we encourage you to do at least a set of five deep breaths. However, we understand that sometimes you may only have time for one, two, or three deep breaths. No worries. Any moments you take to engage in belly breathing have the potential to help you with energy renewal.
Yeah, Natalie, thank you for leading us through that exercise. For me, as I was going through that exercise, I definitely felt calm and relaxed. And listeners may be feeling the same way. So we understand that you may feel relaxed after this exercise and wonder how this relates to energy renewal. So remember that in order to have energy, you must have periods of relaxation. And this type of breathing exercise that we engaged in today is known to help with refocusing. And being focused helps us to accomplish what we desire to achieve each day. And so taking this all into account, do you feel a sense of energy renewal following the breathing exercises?
You can use this breathing exercise when you're looking to refocus quickly during a game. So if you're an athlete, you might not have time to do a whole set of five, but if you're out there on the field or you're out there on the course, whatever sport you play, even if it's in between events or in between, maybe it's halftime, this might be a good way for you just to get that quick refocus. You know, maybe you're only able to do one set. Regardless, it can be a good strategy for that quick energy renewal. You may also use the breathing exercise before or after competition as a way to reset and refocus. So this could even be something that you might do the night before competition when you notice your mind experiencing anxious thoughts. So for that reason, it can be especially helpful for like cross-country runners, swimmers, and bikers. You know, the night before a race or an event, they might just need something to just calm their mind a little bit and give them that good night's sleep so that when they wake up in the morning, they feel like they're reset and they're ready to go. And then that morning, you may want to do it again. You might want to engage in a little bit more of that deep breathing because for some athletes, it's not, you know, realistic for them to do it in the middle of competition, right? Because it's fast paced. Or if you're a swimmer, you have your own type of breathing in the pool, right? You can't necessarily do this while you're in the pool. And that's where it can really come in handy the night before or the morning of. And then afterwards, it's a really great way to just help you relax after maybe a tough loss, or maybe you didn't run or swim as fast as you would have liked to. It's a good way to kind of just reset and help you refocus on your goals for the future. So now Olivia is going to share a few personal examples of when she finds it beneficial to engage in breathing exercises.
So a little bit of background information. I swim at the University of Kentucky, and it's kind of hard to do breathing exercises while you're swimming in a race. We're underwater. You can't inhale for 6 seconds. So I actually use these breathing exercises the day before competition, during competition, and post-competition. And I found it has really helped me to kind of reset, refocus, so that I can have energy when I go to do the next set or rep. And for different people, this looks different. People have different levels of like what energy level they need to be at for competitions. So for me, I'm super anxious and that doesn't really work well for my performance. So I like to use these to kind of calm me down. But for other people, they might need to be really hyped up, and they can use these breathing exercises still, because it can kind of help them reset after they've been super amped up, and it can kind of help them get back to that same level of hype. So for me, this looks like doing breathing exercises the night before. So whenever I'm having those anxious thoughts, I definitely go through deep belly breathing, the 6 seconds, and then release. And that just helps me kind of get rid of any anxious thoughts and fills me with positive thoughts. So it's important to figure out what works for you. And some things that can help you do this are breathing animations on like your Apple Watch or your Fitbit. I have found those to be really beneficial. They'll kind of guide you through like a small breathing exercise. Being from Kentucky, I think a really great example that we have seen from the UK basketball team was Emmanuel Quickly. Whenever he would go to the free throw line, I think it was just a really beautiful example of energy renewal. He would take a moment, kind of slow down his thoughts and take a breath before he shot his free throws. And I truly believe that is why he was so successful that his past year. And that's something that he had to practice, and he had to find what worked for him.
This concludes this week's episode. We hope you learned something about energy renewal that you can take into 2021. Be sure to check us out on our Instagram at the Kentucky Resilience Lab. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.